Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Oh my God.
It's the Jeff and Jen Show.
Tomorrow, right?
I think for a lot of schools tomorrow, like, yeah.
A lot of schools tomorrow, very last day.
I did not realize this, but apparently it's not uncommon for parents to call teachers at the end of the school year and beg for a passing grade for their kid.
Oh, yeah. A passing grade? I mean, especially when graduation's on the line. It's like, we got family flying in from Texas. They all have plane tickets and hotel rooms, and they have to graduate.
The telephone number is 404-741-9400. Would love to hear from teachers right now with the stories of how you were begged and maybe even bribed for a passing grade.
It's so important. So much is on the line at that point, and parents are desperate. They're like, you know what? I know this one class and they didn't do their homework, or they passed, you know, they failed the test, or they didn't do the work, but please, please, please just push them through.
Here's some comments from online just backing this up that this is a real thing. A teacher was taking gifts worth about $500 from my daughter's friend's parents during a parent-teacher conference.
What?
She received three $100 gift certificates and beauty salon certificates in the remaining amounts.
Oh my gosh.
In my school, the younger teachers I work with will reject such bribe gifts, but the older generation of teachers are so used to it that they accept them.
Really?
And if you don't bribe them, they'll start showing bias with the kids.
You're kidding.
Even if they don't take money, they'll always take makeup and other things.
Whoa.
Comments from online from last night. I heard about one teacher. This did not happen to me, and I didn't see it first person, but I heard about her. She handed out a business card that had her bank account info and home address on it.
You're kidding. That cannot be true. Somebody's not handing out their bank account information.
All the mothers in my eighth grade son's class decided to chip in together to get the teacher a gift, but one parent went out on her own and got her expensive wine, among other things. In the end, that kid got recommended for all sorts of competitions and auditions. Mm. Then all of the other mothers started sending the teacher their own big gifts. Sigh, I can't afford this.
Whoa, that's insane. 404-741-9400 if you've got a story and you're a teacher.
Everybody wants to be anonymous, so let's call every female teacher Courtney.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Courtney, what's up?
So get this. I had the dad of a sixth grader literally start crying on the phone with me because if I didn't pass his son, then he'd have to take summer school.
Oh, my God.
And if his son took summer school, that would totally screw up the plans that the dad had to visit major league ballparks in June and July. The dad was literally sobbing like some of those girls that don't get a rose on The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. Like, oh my, fully weeping? And are you like, there's nothing I can do at this point?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was ridiculous.
You were like, get it together. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I love that. Fantastic. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Kim, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Good morning. How are you?
So is this true?
Yes. First grade.
You're kidding.
No, what happened was I had called the mom in for a conference. He was from Vietnam, but they had been living in the country since he was born. And I told her, you know, his skills just aren't strong enough to go on to second grade. So I'm going to have to keep him back in first grade. And she was a waitress at the cafe, the local cafe diner down the street in Stone Mountain. And she said, "You like shrimp?" And I was like, "Yes." And she said, "I bring you shrimp. I bring you lots and lots of shrimp." He go to second grade? I said, "No, ma'am. He can't go to second grade, and please don't bring me any shrimp." Anyways, that's what happened.
Bribing you with seafood. I love it.
Please don't bring me any
shrimp. Oh, my gosh. Did she offer anything else?
No, it was just, I guess, the shrimp.
Oh,
that was it.
Goodness.
Hey, Kelly, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Good morning.
What's up? Are you a teacher?
I am. It's been my first year. It's been extremely difficult.
I bet.
But to my surprise, the parents actually haven't been a problem at all. It was more so the star football players in my class.
Oh, so really?
They were the ones. One kid in particular wasn't doing so hot in my class, and football was on the line, so he was the one begging me. And not the parents. I actually had to reach out to the parents because they were just, I didn't even know they existed because they never contacted me.
I was going to say, so the football player came to you directly.
Yes.
Wow.
So he had some college offers and all of that. So it was pretty big deal. So he, and more so the administration, was on my back because it was his football career that was so important. But I stuck to my gut. So, and he actually thanked me.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an episode.
What did she say?
She goes, "I stuck to my guns," and he ended up thanking me.
Oh, good. He ended up thanking her. Okay, good.
And that's been your update on Friday Night Lights. You're on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey. It did sound like an episode of that.
Stephanie and Smyrna, what do you got?
Yes. I'm a middle school eighth grade teacher in Smyrna, and I teach accelerated kids. And so these students are planning on going into, like, IB and AP programs.
Right.
And it's the last week of school, and I have parents calling me and begging me, "Please pass my kid, please pass my kid," because I want them to get into these awesome high schools. And I'm like, why should I pass your kid when they haven't done the schoolwork all year long? And I just know with the older generation of teachers and, like, how you guys were saying about parents bribing teachers, I'm a newly, recently graduated teacher, and that is, like, a huge no-no. Like, you can lose your certification for taking bribes and things like that.
I'm fascinated by the fact that it's the older teachers who are more into it. Like, I'm fascinated by the fact that they're the ones who are, like, kind of grandfathered into that way of thinking, and it's the younger teachers.
It is fascinating, but it's like they've been beat down over the years. They're like, it'll be fine.
Yeah, whatever. I love the Applebee's and the shrimp.
Star 94.1.
Oh, my God.
It's the Jeff and Jen Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.